Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's an age-old debate. Who feels more pain, men or women? Well, scientists at McGill University have taken us one step closer to answering this question with a new study using mice. Jeff Mogul and his team have discovered that the biological pathway that causes chronic pain is completely different in males and females. If the same is found to be true in humans, it could lead to gender-specific or his and hers painkillers in the not-too-distant future. Tom Crawford heard from Jeff how.
We found that a major biological pathway involved in pain processing that's been studied for the last 15 years or so by researchers around the world is actually only relevant and valid in male mice. And in fact, appears not to be used at all in female mice, who instead appear to be using a completely different biological pathway.
What did you actually do in these experiments?
Well, we were studying a common and important symptom of chronic pain called mechanical allodynia. Mechanical allodynia is when a stimulus that should be perceived as touch is actually perceived as pain.
Could you give an example of what that would be in a human?
Everyone has had mechanical allodynia if you've ever had a sunburn. So let's say you've sunburned your back, and I came by and sort of gave you a playful slap on your back. Under normal circumstances, that wouldn't be painful. But if you had a sunburned back, you would go through the roof. And that, in fact, is mechanical allodynia. Before injury, mice will tolerate about a gram of force applied to their hind paw. After the injury, they will now withdraw from fibers that are only 0.1 or maybe 0.2 grams of force. And then we looked at how we could block that mechanical allodynia by blocking a cell in the spinal cord called microglia. And in males, what we would see that the withdrawal thresholds would go right back up to 1 gram, whereas in females, they would stay down at 0.1 gram. There has to be another system that is picking up the slack, performing the same function in female mice. And in our study, we preliminarily, anyway, identified that other system as involving T cells, which are also immune cells, but a completely different type of immune cell than microglia.
And you think this potentially could translate to humans?
I think our default assumption is always that the biology of pain in mice and humans is, you know, likely very similar until proven otherwise. Now, of course, there are always species differences, but in general, biomedicine only works because these species differences are few and far between.
So you've shown this in mice, and this potentially could transfer into humans, and it could be the same in humans. What does this mean?
There's lots of drug development going on. There's great need for new analgesics because the analgesics that we have available either don't work very well and or have really terrible side effects. So there's a huge need for new analgesics in the world, new pain-killing drugs, and so there's lots of people trying to develop them. And many of the compounds that are under development are actually working on this biological circuit that we have now shown only applies to males. And that, of course, is a problem because what that would predict is that the drugs that are going to be developed will, you know, if all goes well, work in men. It's just that we have no reason to believe that they're going to work in women. The clinical trial is going to come along. Clinical trials are by law half men and half women. And what might happen is that, well, if the drug works in the men and doesn't work in the women, overall, it's going to look like that drug doesn't work. And that clinical trial is going to fail. The drug will never get on the market. It will never help the half the population that it could have helped. And hundreds of millions of dollars will have been wasted. And no one will really know why. The other thing is that, well, there's a whole biological circuit that applies to females and not males, and eventually drugs might come out of that work on women and not men. And so, you know, you can think of the idea of blue pills and pink pills for pain. I really believe that one of these years, that's actually going to be a reality.